Day Detective.
Detective agency, and I was determined to make a success of it. Larry objected strenuously, especially when he saw my taste in decor runs to gay colors and frilly things. It clinched his opinion that I just wasn't the type for a detective. He wanted me to quit the business and marry him. I refused, but almost immediately I wished I hadn't, because an ugly little man walked into my office, pointed a gun at me, and said,
"You're coming with me."
"Am I?"
"Yeah."
"Where?"
"You'll find out. Now get moving."
"But there must be some mistake. I don't even know you."
"Hey, you're Carolyn Day, ain't you?"
"Yes, but..."
"Well, there's no mistake. Now get moving. Hurry up, and no tricks. I'm warning you, I can be plenty repulsive when I got it."
"I can believe that."
"Especially when I got a gun."
"Well, I wish you wouldn't keep pointing it at me. It makes me nervous."
"Well, it would make me nervous if I didn't. Now let's go."
"Wait a minute. I've seen you somewhere before."
"Oh, no, you don't. I told you, no tricks."
"It's not a trick. I've seen you somewhere. I'm sure of it now."
"Okay, you seen me. Now let's go."
"I know. You used to come to the house to visit my father."
"Huh? Your father?"
"Yes. He used to know a lot of underworld I mean, he had a lot of acquaintances. You see, he was a detective."
"A detective? Hey, wait a minute. Carolyn Day."
"Yes."
"Day? Hey, are you Randy Day's daughter?"
"Yes. And now I know you're Bugsy Brown."
"Yeah, that's right." "Well, what do you know? Randy Day's daughter." "Hey, wait a minute."
"What's the matter?"
"She was just a little girl."
"I used to be a little girl, Bugsy."
"Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess you did at that. Gee, how time flies. Randy Day's little girl. You know, he was a swell guy, Miss Day. He used to lend me money between jobs."
"He liked you, Bugsy. He always hoped you'd go straight."
"I almost did, for his sake. But I decided not to, for my sake. I wouldn't have been no good at it."
"Well, Bugsy, now that we remember each other, won't you put that gun away?"
"Oh, sure."
"And now, what is it you want with me?"
"Oh, yeah, that. Well, I'm sorry, Miss Day. The boss says me and Luke, I should get you."
"Why?"
"I don't know. Honest. Luke is waiting down in the car right now. I don't know what to do."
"I wonder what they want with me."
"Well, whatever it is, it ain't good. This Luke, he's a very rough character. You better not go with us."
"Well, thanks for the warning, Bugsy."
"Yeah, but what can I tell Luke? You know, he's going to be awful sore."
"And we'll think of something, Bugsy."
"Well, we better."
"Couldn't you just tell Luke that I wasn't up here?"
"Nah, he'd just wait."
"Well, let's see. Oh, maybe we could... Oh!
Luke!"
"Yeah, I wondered what was keeping you."
"Well, Luke, we...
"What's the matter?"
"Nothing."
"Okay, let's get going. Come on, sister."
"Hey, now, wait a minute, Luke. I forgot something."
"What?"
"This."
No, you.
I got him, Miss Day. I got him.
"No, you don't.
That'll stop him.
Bugsy.